Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So it's abundantly obvious these are dark times. There's a hopeful aspect in some ways, but in general, dark, confusing, and there's a lot going on seemingly every day that only increases the confusion and the sense of something potentially ominous being right around the corner, something potentially good. You know, we'll see. It's just an interesting time. So in times like that, we need to fight evil with the best weapons at our disposal. And among the best weapons that any of us can have is the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is the Great Rosary Campaign. It's a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders. We're announcing every week on Sunday a call to pray for specific fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics. So you can sign up to receive updates about it at greatrosarycampaign.com. Get sent right to your inbox. So this week's Rosary target, the first one for the new year, is Tucker Carlson, and the suggested penance is a 24-hour water fast. As I've said before, if your health or your state in life or your work, you know, you're a laborer or whatnot, requires much more energy, you know, lower that. You don't have to do the full 24 hours. None of you have to do the 24 hours at all. But if you want to engage in this week's Great Rosary Campaign, a 24-hour water fast is a very powerful way to augment the power of our prayers. This is all throughout the Catholic Church's tradition. In the Church Fathers, prayer and fasting is an incredibly powerful way to come to God in prayer and ask Our Lady for her prayers. So Tucker Carlson's a very interesting guy. I really, really like a lot of what he says, a lot of what he stands for. I think he is willing to ask a lot of questions and dive into a lot of issues that I really respect. He's also not Catholic, but it's also obvious that over the last few years, he's becoming much more spiritual, much more, and I don't even like that word, but much more religious even. And I saw that, I think it was right before the election, Jack Posobiec, who's a Catholic commentator and media figure, he handed Tucker Carlson a rosary. And so if someone like Tucker Carlson became Catholic, I think that would be incredibly powerful. I find the interviews he does, again, he's going to in places where, you know, the mainstream narrative of our culture says, don't go there. But when he does, it's actually quite interesting. I'm not saying I agree with everything he says. I don't. Or I agree with, you know, everything everybody he interviews says. I don't either. But especially when it comes to things like the JFK assassination or even the possibilities of what the UAP phenomena is, that stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. It's the new term for UFOs, what we used to call UFOs. Tucker's talking about there's possibly something very spiritual and very dark to this. I think it would just be amazing if Tucker Carlson became Catholic. Becoming Catholic would, I think, bring together all the threads of what Tucker has talked about the last few years. It would unite and cohere his worldview in a way like nothing else, as it does for everybody who really dives into the faith, because it's revealed by God. It's revealed by our Creator to save us for all eternity. And so, Tucker, love your work. We're praying for you. We're praying for your family. We hope you one day that you come to the fullness of the faith revealed by Jesus Christ found in the Catholic Church. So with that, a reminder that we pray the rosary for three basic things: to keep the faith, for repentance and moral renovation, and for conversions. And in the Great Rosary Campaign, we have six biblical themes that we're basing the whole campaign on. First one is we pray for our brethren. Second one, we pray for our enemies. Third one is we pray for our leaders and those in authority. Tucker Carlson is certainly a leader in the culture, politics, and media, etc. The fourth one is we go into battle with the Ark. And as I've said many times, Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant. As the old Ark contained the manna, Moses' staff, and Aaron's staff, and the Ten Commandments, the new Ark, Our Lady, contains He who is the law, the new high priest, and the bread from heaven, the manna from heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Israelites, they went around Jericho for 7 days with the Ark. And on the seventh day, when the priest blew the ram's horns, those walls came tumbling down. You can actually see it in Jericho today. I've seen it. It's quite amazing. And so that's what we're doing with the new Ark of the Covenant now. We are praying. We're asking her for her prayers before the throne of Jesus Christ. And we're starting that on Sunday. We're doing it for 7 days. And on the seventh day, we are hoping and praying for a deliverance of extraordinary graces to whoever we're praying for, in this case, Tucker Carlson. Fifth, we need to remember as Catholics that evangelism and apologetics is not done in a silo. It actually, if we're going to do it at the highest level we can, it requires four things. First one is love, then arguments, then prayer, then penance. These are four things that are absolutely indispensable to doing evangelism and apologetics as effectively as we can as Catholics. I don't think we talk about these things enough. So love, arguments, prayer, penance. So before you get into the fray, make sure your heart's in the right place. Before you get into the fray, make sure you have reasonably good arguments. There's tons of great arguments that have been developed over the last 2,000 years. Dive deep. But when you're trying to help somebody come to the Catholic faith, and maybe they're being frustrating or they're not getting or whatever, pray for them, obviously. And then to supercharge your prayers, add penance for that person. These are things that none of these people can ever prevent us from doing. We can, in the private place of the prayer closet, so to speak, referring to Daniel being in his prayer closet, we can do these things whether they like it or not. And it's a beautiful thing to do in the divine economy of God. And so those four things: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. And finally, remember the biblical theme of returning good for evil. We all know as Catholics, especially if you're on social media, that if you say anything about Our Lady, let alone praying the rosary, you often get charged with idolatry and treating her like a goddess and whatnot. As a convert from Protestantism, I know that's absurd. That's not what the church teaches. She is not a goddess. That would be blasphemous. She's an exalted creature. In fact, the most exalted creature that God ever created. But she is still just a creature. And when we are asking her for her prayers, we're asking for her prayers to Jesus Christ. We're not asking Mary to grant our prayers. We're asking for Mary to pray to Jesus Christ to grant our prayers. Just like we would ask anybody on earth to pray for us, except she and the other saints are in the most exalted state imaginable before Christ, before God, before the Holy Trinity in heaven. And that's why, as James says, the prayer of a righteous man avails much. So we ask the most righteous ones to pray for us. With that, we will conclude with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.